his second book, Bruce Whitfield Genius, and that's not a reference to himself, by the way. Even though it's a reference I'm quite prepared to make about him. How to Take Smart Eyes Ideas Global. And, you know, Bruce, about a week ago, I got an email from somebody who's telling me how lovely I am and how lovely everybody on the station is. And they said, please, please never let Bruce Whitfield go anywhere because he is always so chipper and upbeat. And you're not always chipper and upbeat because a lot of the stories that you have to do are about things going wrong in markets and in companies and in government macroeconomic policies and so on. But you do try, it seems to me, in your program and in this book and the previous one, The Upside of Down, to say there is another world and it is a better world. It is a more positive world. It is a world with greater potential than one we're living, seem to be living in now.
I think it's incredibly easy to find fault. I think it's incredibly easy to be negative, particularly in an environment like South Africa where so much is wrong. I had the privilege the other day of spending, it was meant to be 2 hours with Robbie Brosen, the founder of Nando's. 20 minutes at Constitution Hill turned into 2 hours. The other 4 hours were him guiding me around the most incredible place around called Victoria Yards in Berea in Johannesburg, which is not a place where you would want to walk with any piece of jewelry showing. You'd be relieved of it fairly quickly. It's a very poor part of old Joburg. And Robbie Brosen is like Tigger from the Winnie the Pooh stories. Most South Africans are Eeyore, and Robbie Brosen is Tigger, and he bounces about. He says, you've got to meet this one. This person is a great artisan. You've got to meet them. He introduces and then leaves, and then, you know, chat to the people for a couple of minutes, and then he connects people all the time. He said to him, Robbie, why are you so positive about the world? He says, because it's so broken. It can only get better. And his whole mission and what I try and do in a small way as well with Upside of Down and Genius is to illustrate people who, despite the environment and despite how hard it is and despite how hostile the state is often to companies and how hard it is to start a small business, people go in there, boy, and make a huge effort to create extraordinary businesses. And then some of those extraordinary businesses have got the wherewithal and the capacity to go global. And this book, Genius, How to Take Smart Ideas Global, focuses in on those.
Just about Nando's. Bruce starts, well, doesn't exactly start, but very early on there is a quiz. And the idea of the quiz is to make you realize how many things that you didn't necessarily think were South African are. And they're really smart things, very smart ideas. And I don't know why I thought the first Nando's out of South Africa was in the UK, but it wasn't. I learned it's in Australia.
No, exactly. And I don't think it lasted very long. But also the Nando's story. I mean, people look at Nando's and know it's an overnight success, which has taken 30 years. And Robbie Brosen, by 2008, was worn out. He'd reached 1,000 stores and he'd lost his soul, he called it. And he got shouted at by the guy who was running their UK business. He said, soul man, you've lost your soul. And so he stepped away for a year or two and then came back and he's back as the soul of Nando's. But they had tough times. They nearly withdrew from Australia, nearly withdrew from the UK a couple of times. And it's just this ability to persist and this ability to ride chaos, which
More and more English thrillers, which has the cops stopping it at Nando's for a takeaway.
But it's become British culture. Jack Whitehall is one of my favorite comedians. A bit annoying at times, but I mean, he refers to Nando's all the time. Ed Sheeran, who was here 2 years ago at the Cape Town Stadium and did a great concert, he had Nando's food truck at his wedding, for goodness sake. It is part and parcel of the British culture. There are more stores there than here, and they invented sit down sort of quick service dining in the United Kingdom. It's great stories.
And there are lots of great stories. I mean, you know, little ones, and I like to think that I pay attention to what's going on, not just in the areas that I cover more than others, but I'm very interested in business, and so I like to be informed, so I look at stuff. But in little things like that, the brewer of sorghum beer, who, you know,
Tolokazi,
is now having beer brewed in Poland, is it?
So Tolokazi.
And being sold in the UK, you know.
And I think it was a once-off, but it was still a wonderful innovation. Tolokazi beer, a young woman, she gets caught out by COVID-19 and the booze ban in South Africa. So somebody hears about her brew and says, I'll brew it for you. So it gets brewed in Poland or the Czech Republic, I forget where.
Czech Republic.
And it gets into this beer hamper thing and is distributed around the UK. And it just opens up a market like that. You know, I mean, our news agenda.
Biggest brewer of cider in the world is distilled. There's so many things that you get reminded that we're good at. We're good at innovation. We're good at entrepreneurship. We are good at thinking. We're good at doing.
And I like nothing better than presenting to audiences where you can see skeptics in the audience and the arms are folded and their people are gruff. And you watch them melt over 40 to 45 minutes as you tell stories. And at the end of it, you can see that they're not going to change their mindset dramatically, but they've had to think differently about the world that they're in. And all these books seek to achieve is saying, yes, there's lots of doom and gloom. Is it all completely and utterly hopeless and broken? No, it's not. And the global news agenda is negative. We've got a war in Ukraine. We've got inflation. We've got high interest rates. We could go into a global recession. Could. Yet I promise you, in this environment, there are people who will ride through this crisis, that's whatever crisis is coming next, and will find a way through and will emerge from it stronger. I think it's Andy Grove, the Intel founder, saying, you know, crises break bad companies, but they make great companies even better. And we've seen a lot of South African companies actually emerge from this COVID crisis stronger than ever before.
One of the things that struck me, and that's all we have time for, so thank you very much, Mr. Author, but one of the things that struck me about the book was that Bruce wasn't running out of examples. You have a much better sense that he is leaving out a lot of examples because his publisher said, Bruce, we can't have a 600-page book.
I was reading the audiobook and I realized they cut out a chapter. The editors cut out a whole chapter. There's going to be people who are going to be so cross with me, and I apologize to them, but I'll make it up, I promise.
It really is a very, very enjoyable and inspiring read. Bruce Whitfield's Genius, How to Take Smart Ideas Global.